from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayetzeh, Dreams in Judaism. We know that, on the one hand, we have sort of a scientific view of dreams. Dreams are just various functions of the brain, brain waves flying around at night. The dreams, we think of the Freudian terms, dreams reflect the deep inner feelings, the id and the ego. At the same time, we're also religious Jews and we affirm the notion of prophecy. And prophecy often comes, sometimes, in dreams. In this week's parsha, we have the first prophet who does receive his prophecy in dreams, and we'd like to understand what is it all about. Of course, Yaakov dreamt v'achalom b'nei sulam u'tzavarta roshom egei shemayim. He dreamt of that ladder that was whose feet were on the ground and whose head was all the way up in the heavens. But how do we understand dreams in general? So the Zohar, the great mystical work, says that the truth is that our bodies are not capable of receiving, you know, dreams. It's only our soul. So when you go to sleep, the body sort of takes a rest, and now you're just a soul. The angel can communicate with the soul, and that's the conduit for being able to have a prophetic dream. But the Zohar in Vayikra points out that, you know, there are all kinds of things that happen in dreams. Sometimes negative forces attached to us, sometimes falsehood, sometimes truth. Sometimes the dreams are laughing at you, it says, and they show you false things just to make you upset. So even in the Zohar, there's a notion of good dreams and bad dreams, dreams that really don't mean much at all. The Gemara in Brachos has extensive sections in the last chapters about dreams, showing that dreams, certainly in the Babylonian community, were very prominent, but there are a number of statements there that despite all the focus on dreams, and you should fast if you had a bad dream, and you should pray during the Birchat Kohanim that the dream should be turned around for the good, but the dreams are presented in general as sort of a mixed bag. Number one, the Gemara in Brachos 55a, it says that there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that seems to compare chaff and wheat and dreams. So he says, well, just like you can't have straw, you can't have any wheat that's not mixed in with some straw. So too, a dream, even the best dream, even the prophetic dream, is always mixed in with foolish things like Joseph dreaming of the sun and the moon, bowing down to him when the moon, his mother, had already passed. The Gemara goes on to say that it also depends on how you interpret it. If Shmuel had a bad dream, the Amora, the rabbi in the Talmud named Shmuel, if he had a bad dream, he would say, dreams are a bunch of foolishness. If he had a good dream, he'd say, God spoke to Moses in a dream, and he would speak of it in a positive sense. So it all depends on how he interprets it. In other words, if you have a thought at night, and we interpret it for the good, it'll be for the good. Interpret it for the bad, it could be bad. If you had a dream, let's say, about a lion, so maybe it means you'll be eaten by a lion. But if you think, it means I'll be strong, so then you can turn it around and it can have a positive impact on your psyche. The Gemara quotes this extensive citation of people in Jerusalem who said that all dreams go according to the interpretation. If you can get a good interpretation, if you're going to put a good twist on it, if you have the most frightful, fearful dream, and then put a good interpretation on it, it can turn around to something actually good. But the Gemara also says in 57a that chalom echad mishishim nevuah, a dream does have 1/60th of prophecy. So 1/60th is not a lot. It's actually batel. It's actually usually 1/60th. It's lost in the crowd, but there is something to it, just a little bit. Now, why is it that we found that some people who don't seem deserving of any prophecies receive these special dreams? Avimelech had a dream. He was because he had taken Sarah, Rivka. Pharaoh had a dream. Why does he deserve to have any kind of dream? So the Rambam says that sometimes it's not a prophecy when someone gets a dream. It's just that God is sharing some good idea that he needs to tell him. He shares it with the king so the king can take care of business. It doesn't reflect any kind of prophecy at all. Rabbeinu Bachya says, you know, we need to know where dreams come from. Sometimes they come from the foods we eat. He imagines it's sort of the gases and different things that foods bring up could cause certain types of dreams. In other words, it's affected by what we eat, what's going on during the day, from our thoughts during the day. And these are all meaningless. But then some dreams come from the strength of your soul. And of course, those are the most meaningful. The Alshich, great Turkish rabbi, he said that in his commentary to the Iyov, to Job, he says that it really, Birtzot Hashem Derech Ha'ish, it's really a reflection of God's choosing you if indeed you are shown important dreams. And if you ask a question, you know, when do you know if your dream is meaningful or not? So Reb Chaim Ben Attar suggested at least something to differentiate between one dream and another. He says, if it's so vivid, it feels like you're awake, and then maybe that could be something of some sort of meaning. Well, who can interpret a dream? Who is worthy of interpreting? As we said, all you have to do is turn the dream around and try to interpret it in the positive way, and you're in good shape. But who can really truly interpret what it really means? So Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the great Reb Tzadok, Hasidic Rebbe in the Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, the fact is that the dreams are often from our own personal desires, passions. Dreams are sometimes based on, you know, personal aggrandizement, what you dream about, like Joseph, some sort of desires for wealth or material things. So he says only people who are cut off from the material, like Daniel, who didn't eat much, only people who are cut off from all kinds of passions, as Joseph later in life learned to control his passions for the wife of Potiphar, people like that can interpret the dreams because they can separate out all the passions and physical things from the spiritual message of the dream. And finally, Reb Tzadok says that, you know, it depends what you're thinking about. You know, usually we say whatever you're thinking about during the day, then it happens at night. So if Jacob is dreaming of angels going up and down, that means that Jacob's mind, even though, you know, in the stories he just seems like a person, he's a businessman, he's tricking this one, tricking that one. But when we say that Jacob dreamt a dream, it shows that indeed Jacob's thoughts were on positive things, were on God. And that's when you have thoughts like that, you get dreams like Jacob's dreams. Now, bottom line, you say, well, let's say someone had a vivid dream. And not only was it vivid, but it proved to be true. Unbeknownst to him, all of a sudden he gets a dream that there's a treasure, it's found under his stove, and however, that treasure is forbidden money because that money was designated to be taken to Jerusalem, Maaser Sheni. So he wakes up and he says, wow, that was a vivid dream. He goes under his stove, looks around, and sure enough, he finds a treasure, all kinds of coins. So the dream is correct. It was a real dream. It was a true dream. Maybe it was a bit of a prophecy. And then the Gemara in Sanhedrin 30a says, well, so then I'm not allowed to use that money because the dream said that it was forbidden money. They said, no, divrei chalom u'lomadim lo moridin. Dreams don't make a difference. They don't raise you up. They don't bring you down. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. He said, but the dream came true. So no, we don't depend on dreams. For halachic bottom line, we can't depend on dreams. Now, of course, there were great prophets, had things in dreams. They knew the difference between a regular dream and a prophecy. But when we have a dream, we can assume that dreams have a lot of foolishness in them. Dreams sometimes are brought on by our own physical and mental events. And therefore, the dreams that we have cannot, bottom line, can't depend on a dream to decide what to do today or tomorrow. So, the dreams... Let me see. So we see that from ancient times, people were aware that dreams could be meaningful, dreams could be foolish. Our job is to dream holy dreams. It's to live a life in which our thoughts are so focused on things that are holy and beautiful that our dreams should be holy. And unlike Jacob, who got distracted from his dreams, it took him 20 years to get back to the land he promised to come back to. And only then was he able to recapture those dreams of the angels and to see the camps of angels. So too, let us hope that we can have holy thoughts and hopefully holy dreams. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lameth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha of Vayetze and dreams. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, the various holidays, how-to videos as well. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.